just like a funny heart.
I mean, it's not funny. It's a funny, I'm sure. But the way he reads the Mishnah, Aleph, is interesting. So the Mishnah says, "Matzei gitei nashim, v'shichurei avadim, da'itikim and tamashim, reads the yachdi." Shani Omer, k'tibun hayu v'nimach aleim shalo letnan. So before the Pnei Yosho Bechal reads the next line, the Gemara, which is funny because we have the foresight to know what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no. Meaning there is a minu shlichus in the Gemara. The Gemara wants to know what happens if he is a man to make a shach. So he says, then you go give the get. Like, that's simple. It's pashut. And then it gets into the whole machlokas man meruba, which we'll get to Rav Ashi's answer. But if you look at the Pnei Yoshua, really want to know what is the havamina of the Gemara? Like, what's the chiddush of the Mishnah here? The Mishnah is essentially not being a chiddush anything to us. So he says, "But Mishnah matzah gitei nashim chol. I raised the liyachter shani omer k'tivim hayu. The chor yeshitma. The my kaimalan beget the liyachter the isha k'sheina bar modeh, mishum shema nima. Why are you saying that the whole Mishnah here is that maybe the guy regretted it?" But typically, afilo nimlach, even if he didn't regret it and do that, if sharlitena get built into boy abal, kimishasav shliach hazeh. They didn't make him a shliach, so he can't. If I find again the trash, I can't do anything with it.
Why? Boom. Why? I don't understand that. Why wouldn't we just assume that it was hers already? She already has the guy.
Oh, so that's what his answer is.
Oh.
So he says, "Home to beget shlichas davka beinan sheish man piabal v'lo damin l'shal shtaros." Vafagav damrin b'gemar the masnisim the diuka. Even though the gemar is going to be medaked, the mishnah would really hold damer to note him. Atal l'shmuino mikom alkom pasha delishna mashma sheish gan mitzat chiddush begufa
did. Because like until you even said anything about a shlich, I never learned the mishnah that. Amar Tnu is appointing a shliach. I think he's just saying, yeah, I gave it to her. Like, you can give it to her.
No, so I think the way I learned the Gemara is Amar Tnu is
right now.
Now, is, go just give it to
the shliach.
Yeah, and then the whole question was Zman Meruba comes in. Meaning, really can be Mimana him after such a long time to go give the get?
I guess you're right. If all you think was I already gave it to her, then why?
Right. And why would you have to go give it to
her? Yeah. But why would we be concerned about another person with another name?
Then it wouldn't matter. Yeah. So he says, meaning it seems to be that he's worried about a chiddush of the Mishnah. Right? Because if you can say that we're talking about a case where he didn't give it to her yet, like the Gemara's Medayik, he has to make him a shliach. So if I found the trash, why are you telling me Nimlach? It doesn't matter. Nimlach, not Nimlach. At that point of the Mishnah, the guy, I can't do anything with it.
Yeah.
So he gives two answers. He says, "Menir Ali, the pasha de masnisin, Irisha Isha merchik ranitan haget leyada." The pashas of the mishnah is the guy goes to the trash, finds a get, and goes to him and says, "I found a get." She says, "Yeah, I already got it." That you believe her, Kevin Shiota Yesh Litlos Hanafila Miyada, Shalom Nizra Kokach Bashmirato, Shayn Tuichalo Kokach. She doesn't really need to get once the whole proceeding's over. She doesn't really care, so you might say she has an amana, so I should give it to her.
Why would we think she doesn't care?
I guess because she was already Govat, everything that she could have.
She wants to get remarried, she doesn't need it.
Right? It was a little, I didn't really understand why this first answer. I mean, the later answer in the show definitely makes a lot more sense. He would keep it because he has more ramifications, apparently, in keeping this get than she does. Because if he's going to give the get to her and she's going to lose it, Pnei Yoshua is assuming she doesn't really care for some reason. But he's going to want to care about a lot more.
From a money perspective, it makes sense.
And the mission is probably dealing with the mummy's perspective.
So it's like, once she's gotten her get, presumably she's now collecting her tuba.
Yeah.
But from his perspective, he didn't give it yet. Then he doesn't want to owe her money until he's ready to give it to her.
Exactly. Ve'od damirim ba'alma lo makdim inish peranta l'nafshe. Says, further, you don't want to say, you don't want to bring upon yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to bring bad things upon yourself. So you write the get right before you're planning to give it. So you don't put it in your pocket. So the zman on the get is going to be mochiach whether or not. Right, she got it. He says the. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush of the mission is, so you would have thought that because a person doesn't want to bring piranos onto himself, he won't keep the get in his pocket and let it go. And therefore, when he
find the get,
no, and the whole chiddush is, and the Gemara is that there is a case of nidlach. People will be nidlach. Interesting. It's an interesting read of the Yoshua. And I think it reads well to the Gemara, because when the Gemara tries to figure out, it's all like Zman Meruba, and what's the case here, meaning if you're just going to assume that the get's either you can give it or not give it without knowing the. I mean, this is necessary background to know exactly when the Havamina would be of Nimla. I mean, you can't just say at all points I find the get in the trash, maybe Nimla. Because maybe, really, she did have it. And she just, you know, she got upset, she threw it in the trash, no Nimla. So the Mishnah says, don't have that Havamina. When the Mishnah says Nimla, the Namish means that a guy will be Nimla. So, very Pnei Yoshua type logic. If we move to the Gemara, on Yed Chesam and Beis. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Kagon. So what's the case of Man Ruba? How are we going to answer this? Kivan, Deka Amar Nekeb Yeshal Betzad Ospolnes. So he has a simon. So the guy knows that this get has a real simon on it. There's an Os Nekeb, there's one Os that's really off. Bedavka Betzad Ospolnes, Aval Nekeb Ba'amano. But if he just says there's a Nekeb, it's not enough of a simon to differentiate to us to give him back the get as a matir. So Rav Ashi Misapkale, Simanim Ida Raisa Ida Rabbanan. We touched upon it last night that Ida Rabbanan, meaning is it just a din de Rabbanan of Hefker based in Hefker? And Rashi points out, Vedafka Beaveda Sha Hefker based in Hefker. Aba Bemide de Isura Losam Chinan. Meaning by cases of Baba Matia, by cases of Mamanis, we're not dealing with Isurim. The stakes are much lower.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Gittin, and we're starting to deal with Isurim, the stakes are going to get much higher, and maybe we would have a real problem of Derabanan versus Deraisa and what Simanim represent. And that's why maybe next week I'll give the part two of the Eilu Metzias aspect, because this is more dealing with the Isurim aspect.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with Rabbi Bar Chana. That Irkis like Gita be Midrasha, he was a shech to give a get and he lost in the base madrash. And then Amar, Isi Mana Isi Begabe. Either I could tell you the simon I have that I know that I have in it. Oh, to be as Eina Isi Begabe. By the way, I also saw the get and I kind of know that's a get. So, Adurnia, like, they gave back to him. So, Amar. I don't know if it's because I had a simon. Because Savri Simanim Daraisa, and they think Simanim are Daraisa, and therefore by Isurim it would even work. Or I don't know, maybe it's because of Tvias Ayin. Radafka, by Tvias Ayin, I was able to recognize again Tzermel Midarabanan. Because I'm a Talmud Chacham and I'm singing in the base medrash, then it's fine. Aval inish the Amma, but a regular, what's going to be referred to as an Amma Aretz, and not the colloquial version of an Amma Aretz, but in the Gemara version of an Amma Aretz, then we're not going to give it back. So the Gemara seems to I'm not going to call it hedge, but try to go back and forth whether or not Simanim are Deraisa or Derabana. So Rabbi Bar Chana seems to also be Mesubak. Maybe this would be in the case of Isurim, also by a Tzurba Merabana. And there seems to be some type of chiluk by a guy sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning and his ne'emanus versus a guy that's in Ishda'ama, he's just a regular guy.
With respect to this tvius, respect to Metzia.
No. If there's a simonim, then we're not sure that it would.
Tvius Ena seems like it is based on more like trust.
Right. So we're going to see svaras in the Rishonim, both in Chulin and here and in Gittin, that I couldn't find where in Gittin. I mean, I know where it is in the Gemara is there, but that the whole idea here of the Ne'emanos is really one that's either going to be stretched all the way to the Ram of Adaraisa, all the way to Ram of Yisruim, and that would have various nafkaminas, versus maybe it would only be by Tuazayin, and that would be more in the realm of Matzias, more in the realm of Mamanis, which might not be as much at stake. So,
are you learning about Matzias right now, or
no?
Okay, so we'll go through some of the background. The mission says that if you find a get in the trash, do you give it back to the man or do you give it back to the woman? So the Gemara says that if you find it, it must be the man didn't want to give the get and there was a public service trash can and he threw it in there. So when you find it, go give it back to him. So the Gemara starts up saying, well, if the guy says tnu, if he says give it to you, then go give it to her, then you go give it to her. So Gemara says, well, we have an opposing Mishnah at Gittin that says if it's after a while, we don't do that. If Zman Meruba has passed. So the Gemara starts to bring a bunch of opinions on how we're going to reconcile the two Machlokas Asugyas between the Gemara in Gittin and the Mishnah here. And finally comes to Rabbi Ashi, that Rabbi Ashi is not the Ruchir opinion, but Rabbi Ashi says it all comes down to whether or not you're going to say that the guy in this case was able to identify his get with a siman. That the reason here why we still gave it after his Zman Meruba, he was able to identify there was a siman. He said this letter, the letter Dalet on the top of the page is, you know, not written as clearly or whatever. And if yes, you give it. So it seems to be that even by Isurim, which would be around the Raisa, we would count on Simanim. We know classically, but Metzia, Elu Metzias, we count on Simanim for Dine Mamanos, which is going to be a little less at stake than by Isurim. So Rashi on the bottom of Yitches Amid Bey says, well, if we're just going to say the din of Hefker based in Hefker, the base din says that by Metzia, if you have a Simen, good. But maybe we stretch it. So the story of Rabbi Bar Chana losing a get and then not being sure, why did they give it back to me? A, I had a siman, and I had Tavuas Ayin. I was able to identify that's a get. I saw it, and I knew that was mine. I knew it was my $20 bill. Right? So because he was a Talmid Chacham, they gave it back to him, or was it because they really had Simanim or Midah Raisa? So we're going to use Simanim by Yisurim. This comes back much stronger in Chaf Gimel, because in Chaf Gimel, the Gemara starts to deal with the real crux of what you do when you find a siman on Metzia. So, if we look at just the Rashi that I underlined, the Dafka Tzurba Mirabanan, the Mochit Lebei, the Lo Mishani Bedibure. He knows not how to, like, I don't want to use the phrase, like, knows how to learn, but he's not a Ramai, he's not going to cheat anybody. You can trust what comes out of his mouth. Interesting. So, the problem with this Gemara is that we don't really ever see a distinction between a Talmud Chacham and an Amar Aretz and in Halacha.
Really?
Like, there is no rule, if you're a Talmud Chacham, if you're a Tzurba Mirabanan, we're going to believe everything you say. And if you're a Stam guy, then we're not. So there is one exception, and that's a Rabbeinu Chanano. That Rabbeinu Chanano, he actually...
Just to clarify that. Sorry, I don't remember. So this Rashi, he's saying the Dafka and Surah are presented by the Simanim, not by the Tzvius Ena?
No, I don't think Rashi's going that far. I think he's just saying that... No, he's saying, V'davka Tzurba Mirabanan, the Tzvius Ena.
is not going. The last one is Savri Rabbanon Siman V'Yaraisa Shlom Arti Siman Muvot V'Achzi Reiwa.
Or
we're adopting Savri Rabbanon as one on that.
Yeah, yeah, it's going in the second part. So the Rabbeinu Hananel is one of the only people who will say that that maybe by Usurim there would be a distinction between the Amar Aretz and a Tshuva Mirabanan, but that doesn't seem to be the case. So we need to really identify why then when you return the lost object would there be a nafkamina between the Talmud Chacham and Amar Aretz, because according to all the other Rishonim, Tuas Ayin is not really a sufficient form of identifying something. Meaning, if there's a $20 bill lost on the floor and you say, yeah, I knew it was mine. Like, I saw it, I remember that there was like a small smudge. It's not like really an identifying simon. To identify something, you need to really identify it. Like in YU, when somebody loses something and someone finds it, they put like a flyer over it. It's like, I found headphones. So please contact with like identifying markers of what. So yeah, say it's a no, 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 whatever. It's black and it's, you know, has a scratch on the side, etc. So if you look at the Chiddush HaRamban in Chulin, and this is the Chiddush HaRamban that goes against Rabbeinu Hananel, and it's starting to become a theme for me in my Chaburas, I can't find the Rabbeinu Hananels that others show in quote. It's like they're quoting, it's not in Tosos, it's not in the Rabbeinu Hananel. It must be like quoted somewhere, but we just don't have it. I'm not sure. So the Chiddush HaRamban says, V'lo amrinan turba mirabanan, ela legabe aveda. We only say turba derabanan when it comes to derabanan, when it comes to a Shabbat aveda. V'lo dechake mufkia, ela dechase v'lo meshaker. And it doesn't have to do with anything about what the scenario. Rather, we know that he's a chassid, he's a good guy, and he doesn't lie. V'tima mirabeinu chanan, I don't understand mirabeinu chanan, shkete kan, v'ani mili b'tamil chacham d'lo meshaker, ma inin d'lo meshaker, the isurim. Says, first of all, Rabbeinu Hananel, you tell us he's not a liar. We don't care about isurim, whether or not somebody is a liar. When it comes to isurim, we have much stronger framework for what a aid needs to look like, for what a tuas ayin needs to look like, and just merely being a chassid shalom shaker doesn't do anything. But by dine mamonos, we are going to believe it. So the Ramban makes the distinction right away that we shouldn't be in the realm of isurim when it comes to tuas ayin.
It's not Ramban and Shana Gemara, the story with the get.
Oh, so the story with the get, I think we'll see the Ramban here where he where he'll go. He'll understand it. We'll see three answers. So the Gemara on Chavzayin Amud Beit says Tashma Avayayimach Ad Darsha Chichauto V'chitala Datcha Sheitnenu Lo Kodesh Hidroshenu. So the Pasuk says that you have to keep a Metziah until they find it, and you would have thought you should give it to him before you darshan him, meaning question him, make sure he knows what he's identifying. Ela darshuhu im ramayhu o eno ramay. So when it comes to money, how do I know whether somebody's trustworthy? What is the darshenu? Is he a liar? Is he a cheater? So with regard to Shabbos Aveda, the Gemara is very clear that that's like a good enough drasha, good enough like Hakira. You really investigate the guy. Is he lying? Is he not? I think Lamaisa, that means identify the markers on what you lost. So when it comes to a Talmid Chacham, there's a logic there. Since a Talmid Chacham usually trusts the rabbi to not alter the truth. Not every rabbi is a Talmid Chacham, but we will naturally use like an example of a rabbi to think who we go to. We assume they're not going to lie to us. When it comes to an Amar Aretz, there is no credibility. It's not that the guy's a liar. We're not saying every Amar Aretz does not believe because he's muchzak to be some Ramai. Rather, in Amar Aretz, we're just saying he doesn't have the credibility of a Talmid Chacham. So, in the case of a get, the issue is not whether or not the get, like you pointed out, should be given back. And if it should be given back, does the guy trustworthy? Rather, by a get, the iser is still very prevalent, and the idea of credibility isn't present when it comes to Yisur. We need to have real edus. We need to have like a real chazaka in what you're doing to know that what's really the din. So if you look at Tosfos, and Tosfos echoes this idea in Gittin, and this will be answer number one for us, why a Talmid Chacham is going to have a higher credibility in the cases here of Yisur. So, aval inish da amal lo. So, mefrash rabbeinu tam, da amar aretz, nami islei tvias eina. Ke da amar, beperi get pashat. Really, in Baba Basra, we see that an amar aretz, like a Talmid Chacham, has the ability to say, you know what, I know that get. And it's, and that's a get that I lost. However, he says, "Hai man debai lekidushe itita ledvar amarz behedya v'haid the loma adrinan le mishum the loma amina." But his word is not accepted because the credibility aspect. But when it comes to our case, the reason the Talmid Chacham is trusted more than the amar aretz when there's no difference is her. For Torah, Tosfos is Tamua. He says, I can eliminate, right? Tosfos goes by process of elimination. Let's first eliminate the Tuas Ayin by Nama Aretz. It's not that he doesn't have Tuas Ayin. There are times where you might say Nama Aretz can identify a $20 bill for being Jewish. But Lamaisa is lacking credibility. A Talmid Chacham has credibility. But what he's lacking is a din in the realm of Yisur. So Tosfos leaves it in a question. Tosfos doesn't have an answer nor here nor in Gittin. What would be the answer to this case? Because the Gemara in Baba Basra also echoes this idea. So in the realm of Yisurim, the reason why we would believe him, if that is the Habamina, meaning Rabbi Barbar Chana, it's important to remember, is Mesupak in of himself, do they believe me because I have a simen, or do they believe me because of Tuas Ayin? If I have a simen, it's a much easier case to make, Simanim or Deraisa. Hashavas Aveda is a Deraisa. But when it comes to Tuas Ayin, if that's what he thinks, that Tuas Ayin is even enough to get me out of Yisurim, that would be a wild thought, even according to his Tosfos. So I think the way I would read it is that Tosfos is really learning that, yeah, it's a real suffix. And Tosfos thinks that we're dealing in a realm of a Shavas Aveda. For Yisurim, nobody's going to think Tuas Ayin works. So if we look at the Chiddush HaRamban here, and the Ramban the Ramban is really going to offer us the answers we need. The Ramban says, "Haditnan matu bechapisa o bedaluska ume kiro kasher." So this is in Gittin.
It's the next mission.
Yeah.
Today's mission.
Was this mission?
Oh, today is similar.
Yeah.
Matu.
Yeah. This is on Chav Zayin in Gittin.
So it's also in today in Bamitzia. Yeah.
Yeah. I must have missed that. Right. It's in the middle. Right. Okay. We start today.
That's one
is
like a class,
something.
Yeah, it's a satchel.
It's like you find it in two random places. Harehu the mechira le get atzma v'drius ena dekasha. Deha iu yada benafshe v'drius ena adef afilu be'amaretz tvei misimanim. So he's saying da katlidan be khadami be gidanashe ala masisen or khadmil sakitan de lo shkhiach tmi usa baget. So why aren't we really saying that tvias ayin could be proven by get? Most gitin are written in like same form of way, and you fill out the names of the cities, etc. Now he's getting to detail. So that now coming back to our sugya, that's what Rabbi Barbar Chan said. I don't know if they get it to the simanim. Hakika amar, v'loyadana imishum simana ahadura niale, v'shmami na demarina avedasa midaraisa afilu besimin, the lo muvak. Is it that we give it back on a deraisa level? We're going to trust simanim for isurim, even though I don't have a siman muvak. I'm just telling you this dalet is twisted, or I have enough in this. Oh, mishum tvias eina. Or is it because we believe in say, I saw this mind.
Vishma mina de Madrian name be avedasa vidafka leturba de Rabbanan de Lomashakir. So the Ramban is saying that when it comes to this case, exactly how we learned it already. Meaning, are we really saying to the Raisa? Are we saying the Shabbos Aveda could be with Tria Sai? So he's doing it the same way. And he says, Aval Inish the Ama Loma Jin the Abidasa Dem Shaker. Aval Gita, Mali Rabbanan, Mali Shar Inche. He asks the same question. What's the difference? Like, I get, fine. By Talmid Chacham and Ama Aretz. I know by a Veda, I believe one, I don't believe it. But what's the difference in the case of an Isser? They're going to have the same level of Ne'manis. V'chein datza Rav Moshe Zal. Aba Rashi Zichrono Levaracha Perish Umekiro Lekli Besimin. Aba Betriyaz Eina Lo Samchinan Ela Beturba Derbana. V'tayim Mishum, why do we believe them? D'shar Inche Lo Daiki Shapir. D'avada L'inen Himunu Be'isurim Leka So he says, even though that by the case of a get that's lost, really they have equally bad credibility, there is a distinction between the Talmud Chacham and Am Haaretz in regular Tevuas Ayin. But the distinction is not because we trust the Talmud Chacham over the Am Haaretz. Rather, the Talmud Chacham is much more Shapir, he's more exacting in what he notices. He's much sharper. He has that ability to make the distinction when he sees something.
Right? Specifically on
anything, right? So I'm not sure. So when the Talmud Chacham says he recognized the object, he recognized it. But I'm not sure. The Ramban says, I'm not sure if by Yisurim we're going to say that's true. Because by Yisurim, you're still elevating the Nemanis to a realm of things that are at higher stake. So the Ramban is also Tamua. He thinks that must be that it's Mukhrach that Tfiyas Ayin by a Shabbos Aveda. Meaning, this is the difference. It's a din of credibility. And by the way, it's not even credibility throughout. Ramban might argue that they both have the same amount of credibility, even by Tevuas Ayin. Meaning, even Amar could say, I recognize this line. The only reason you don't give back to him is because he's not so sharp. He's not aware of things the way the Talmud Chacham. So, that's answer number two. And again, we're left with the question that it's hard to believe that Tevuas Ayin is going to work for Yisur. So, the third answer is the Achiezer. The Achiezer, I couldn't find. They say the Achiezer is a comment on the Gemara in Gittin, on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And the way the Achiezer usually breaks it down, his like Shas or Tshuvas, is he goes Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and each one has a million Gemaras to prove it. So I went to exactly where it was quoted, I couldn't find it. I did find him talking about this somewhere else, but he didn't answer it this way, the way that everyone else quotes him to answer it. So, the Achiezer says that the wife's status of Isher impacts, like we said in the beginning, impacts a financial obligation. So, when we get into a monetary matter, the Ma'aretz might not have Ne'manus, but he enters the game. And when it comes to the Talmud Chacham, since there's financial repercussions, we're going to believe him by a Tevuas Ayin for this specific Isser. Why? Because if you learn like the Pnei Yehoshua, which we mentioned in the beginning, that the Pnei Yehoshua really learns that this is all a monetary issue, then what's the problem here? Dine Mamanos. And by Dine Mamanos, I have other Rishonim to tell me that I believe him. And if you take the Rebbeinu Chananel, even by Yisurim, maybe we would feel okay to say that by Tevuas Ayin, it's okay. So I thought that was like a beautiful answer by the Achiezer to put it all together, that if you're learning this in a way where it's black and white Isser versus Dine Mamanos, it's not the right way, because the second gets not returned, there's financial repercussions for the woman. And now that there's financial repercussions, you might have to say that this is, or you don't have to, but you can say this Dine Mamanos, and now in Dine Mamanos, you believe a Talmud Chacham suicide. The second answer he gives was when
Sorry?
Yes.
Oh, that the case here would be more suffik the rice of the chumra versus suffik the kula. So he's saying, and this is like a shrei teretz, I think, is that we go the chumra by surim versus the kula, and really there isn't that manas on both ends. But because we're worried by Isurim, we're going to go more lechamra. Again, it fits. I didn't think it was a great answer, like the idea of putting in get into monetary. And just as Derech Agav, the Rambam in Halacha Ted, Paragimel, Pechos Gershon says, maybe get the Ibid Bimeno Macho, Ibid Bimeno Bakman Chenjeros, when Tuyos is exactly from the Gemara, Afil Macho Lachas Mamaruba, Arei Zeh, even if you find it after a while, Becheskat Shaget Ibid Bimeno, who gets shenimta v'tidgareish bo, and that's the one you'd use to divorce it. Eved, where they are mitzvios, if you find it right away, and he didn't, and there's not many people walking by, or shematzo b'kli shenichu bo, there's a design, but archa roch bo shegei, kishay akarach, harehu b'chazkaso, but they gisah has it in tidgareish bo. So many of the Nosei Kalim here say that the fact that the Rambam didn't speak about our case means the Rambam doesn't have a differentiation between verse ayin versus simanim, and doesn't think there would be an afkamina between like a chacham and amaritz in this realm.